Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Harley's going to find the winners. Morning, Gary.
Morning, Sean. Yes, it is a beautiful day. I'm at the track. Cannot see a cloud in the sky. Good, strong meeting. The highlight of the meeting is the clash of the three-year-olds in race six, Lashes and Tour Elton. There's a huge boom on Tour Elton. He was outstanding, winning on debut at Gosford. And Lashes, as we know, is loaded with talent. Did beat Kylie one day at Warwick Farm and won at Hawkesbury before going to the paddock. That's race six, but all round, pretty good program, mate.
All right, we'll open the bowling with the first. A maiden, 1,600. One Discame, three even. Two Grand Eagle, two even. Three Lavish Rose, 13. Four Exterminate, 12. Five Dahlia is eight. Six Dominica Rose, seven. Number seven Gone West, 81. Eight More Spice, 51. The favourite, number two Grand Eagle at two even.
I made Discame the bet of the day. I think it'll jump and lead. It looks the only leader in the race. It'll be very hard to run down around Wyong. Bred by Sir Patrick and Lady Hogan, New Zealand bred, of course. By Redoute's Choice out of an O'Reilly mare. So, you know, she should be pretty strong at the mile, or he should. The other day at Canterbury, Malunka running down and beat him a length. He runs second there on the 5th of June. Timmy rode him, Timmy Clark, and he rated him well in front. The other horse running down late. Now, Malunka was very unlucky in a race yesterday at Canterbury. So I think this horse is very good value. At $3, where you've got a $2 favourite in the race, and I think you'll be very hard to run down. Grand Eagle come over from New Zealand, now with Alan Denham. They couldn't win a race with him in New Zealand in three starts. He's run two places at Newcastle. He got back the first time, went home good, and then he led last time, or he was on the speed, shared the lead. I don't think that's his caper, but by gee, short at $2. Both runs have been meritorious. So he's got to be a chance. So hard to beat. Six, Dominica Rose, better for a first up placing. And number five, Dahlia. 1-2-6-5.
Race two, one out. Number two, Valorade, $6. Three, Arboreal, 260. Four, Cosmic Deluxe, 16. Five, Freedom's Fire, 13. Six, Enlighten Me is $1.90. Seven, Alina, 23, eight out. 1.90 for six, Enlighten Me.
I like her. I think she'll win the Star Witness, Philia Gerald. Taking the blinkers off today. Put the earmuffs on. I was very good in a recent trial at Rose Hill. Absolutely bolted in, raced away there. Last time in, Kemmler one day, it was only beaten a half a length. Not an overstrong lot and looks a winner. Number three, Arboreal. Had a few chances for Godolphin and James. Five starts for two placings. Had every chance the other day at Newcastle in that 1,200-metre race. Was gone at the 150. Maybe it did cover a bit extra ground. Well, it did, actually, but it got beat about 2.25. Now, the winner does go okay, so it's second best. Number two, Villarard. Runs fifth at Newcastle. It's only start, but it got beat seven lengths. Over race, got a check at the 800. Held up, steadied at the 400. So looking at all that, you'd think she should have run finished closer that day. Her only runner, number five, Freedom's Fire, 6-3-2-5.
Third event, one front sight, 115, two Heimberg, 34, three Mr. Ahab, 151, four out, five Street Rogue is 26, six Stanford Mether, 151, seven Tochi, 71, eight Judicator, 650, number nine under the pump, 19, 10 Zachrat, $8. Favourite, 115, one front sight.
Yeah, pretty short, but why wouldn't it be? Probably entitled to be $1.01. That three starts is building a Chris Lees, the three places. In January, it runs second to Colding, beaten a long head at Canterbury. Went to Canterbury again and run third in Feb, half a length to Rock. Went to the paddock, come back, run second to Embracer at Warwick Farm. Embracer won yesterday. Four wide, no cover in that race, but it did beat the others very easily. And $1.15, probably a good price. For the record, second pick, number 10, is a cat. It should run into a place. Eight Judicator and nine under the pump. 1-10-8-9.
Race four, one Perigord, 230, two out, three Cesura, $4. Number four, Eldorado is 126, five Taldora, Miss 26, six Tell No Tales, 650, seven Sapphires Fund, 71, eight Caribbean Kisses, 449, Zem Factor, six. Favourite 231 Perigord.
I like Tell No Tales. I think it'll be very hard to beat. It's a leader. Atleta is first up recently. It was beaten half a length. Led till very late in the race. And a trial really good at Roseville prior to that. It'll jump and run for Tim Clark, and I think it's hard to beat. Second pick, number 8, Caribbean Tootin. Trial okay. Number 1, Perigord, the favourite. The Bjorns, it won a recent Kembla trial. He's it ran on well under no pressure. It did look pretty good in the trial. Country form, well, it did run second last time in, then run third at Orange one day. And number 3, Kasura for Godolphin. 6, 8, 1, and 3.
The fifth event, and one any Saturday, 41. 2 Mushroom Rock, 5.50. 3 Hour Candidate, $1.25. 4 Nardini Song, 16. 5 Razeel, 41. 6 Out, 7 Badge of Honour, 151. 8 Haverzak, 34. 9 Retoiti is 71. 10 Dreamfire, 10. 11 Lohan Princess, 23. Favourite, 125. 3 Hour Candidate.
Looks a class above it. European Galloper with Chris Lees for Australian Bloodstock. Got beat ahead on debut in Australia on Anzac Day at Gosford over the 1900. Second run in a race was a tragedy, beaten at Newcastle when it ran fifth. But it was fourth on the fence given the run of the race. Held up early straight, and then tiring horses come back and dragged it right back and put it out of business. You'll see a different horse today if he sees daylight. There was a late scratch in here the other day. The vet found him lame that day, but he didn't run, but he looks grades above these. Number 10 for second, Dreamfire. 2, Mushroom Rock. And number 8, Haverzak. 3, 10, 2 and 8.
Righto, race 6, 1, Lashes. 3, 10, 2, Siege Warfare. 4, 10, 41 rather. 3 out, 4 Legislation. 26, 5 out, 6 Luck and Lad. 7.50. 7, 15 rounds. 23, 8 Verland. 11, 9 out. 10 Sir Elton, $1.80. Number 11 is Venture Capital. It's out. 12 Venture Capital out. 13 Commute, 26. 14 Williamson, 151. 15 Western, 41. 16 Red Cupcake is 41. $1.80 for 10 Sir Elton.
Yeah, look, I don't know whether he should be $1.80, but he's a very, very smart 3-year-old. Trained by Adam Duggan at Gosford. He won a trial at Gosford nicely in April, and then he put him down, and he was heavily backed with the odds on the 25th of May at Gosford. Led all the way. Wanted to go a bit keen early and mid-race. Chad Lever rode him. But I think Chad's away being married at the moment, so he's not on him today. Tommy Berry is. I noticed in the press that Adam Duggan said he wasn't happy with the one barrier. He was quoted as saying that he didn't sort of want him to draw one. But anyway, I don't think it'll matter. Tommy's on him. He'll jump and run. He's going to be very hard to run down. He ran fast time over the 1,100 that day at Gosford on the good track. Lashes is very, very smart. Even though it's got the wide barrier, it'll be very hard to beat. It's won 2 trials recently. It beat Kylie's at Warwick Farm in January in a maiden on a heavy track. Beat it half a length. Won at Hawkesbury before it went to the paddock. In the trial recently, worked forward to lead, never off the bit. Collett ride, it's got a terrific chance despite the wide alley because it'll put itself in a good spot because she's got, the filly's got good speed. I don't think there's a lot between them. The Benton says there is, but I'm with Sir Elton because I think he's pretty good and the barriers have swayed me that way. What, 10 to beat 1, number 6 for 3rd. Luke and Ladd, it's got talent too. Trialled okay, got speed. And number 8, Verlin, there's another one. He goes okay. It's a very, very strong race. Verlin was unextended in a trial, went terrific. 10, 1, 6 and 8.
Race 7, 1 Dr. Zeus, 240, 2 Quick Finance, $6, 3 Battle Cry, 5, 4 Poets Advocate, 61, 5 Smiley Metalito, 850, 6 Sculptures, 26, 7 Brian's Babe, 650, 8 Impurity, 19, 9 Dancing Fry, 950, 10 Dice Diamond, 26, 240 favourite, 1 Dr. Zeus.
I'm giving Battle Cry another chance. I don't know why, but I am. He's had 2 runs at line for 2 seconds. He's a leader, but there's 2 or 3 leaders in this race. He's one of them. Quick Finance could go forward. And there was another one too. Yeah, Dr. Zeus. They've all got speed, the 3 that I like. I went 3, 1, 2, and 5. Battle Cry, just hoping that for a bit of luck. If it don't lead, it'll be up there in the first couple. Invincible's a very smart horse. It beat him a length, she did, here on the 6th of June. So that run would be commendable. 1, Dr. Zeus, going well without winning lately. Run 2 seconds at Horsbury an hour recently. Put itself on the speed. Quick Finance bowled in at Kebler. Kevin Moses, the Aussie battler, back at Wyo. And 5, Smiling Manolito. 3, 1, 2, and 5.
Ray Saint, 1 Auburn Boy, 480, 2 saving, $10, 3 he's a given, 12. 4, Equilibrium, 13, 5 Gloriosa, 480, 6 Atasca, 26, 7 Naughty Bernie, 650, 8 Speed Hero, 26, 9 Sawtell, 7, 10 Press Review, 380, 11 out, 12 Super Bonus, 151. The favourite, 380, 10 Press Review.
I like it. Chris Waller's got 3 chances in this race. He's one of them, or she's one of them. She run 30 here. The run was an eye-catcher last start. She got a mile back in a race and got beat half a length run third. Second up, she'd be better today. Tommy Berry rides her from barrier 1. She'll get a lovely run. Should be closer. Hard to beat. 5, Gloriosa, got way back the other day. Didn't have a lot of luck. That's another one of Waller's. Hit the line okay. It's a danger. 1, Auburn Boy, looks the only leader in the race. Hit one well at Kembla last start. Got a chance. And 7, Naughty Bernie, the other one of Wallace. Hard to catch, but could run a race. 10, 5, 1, and 7.
Any good things there, Gary?
Get the money early. Race 1, 1.
That's it. Just get in and sit back and relax and say what a good bloke G. Harley is after that.
Yeah, I'll be working hard all day, Sean. I'm very busy today.
All right. Good on you.
Right on, mate. Yeah, beautiful day. Looks a magnificent day, and as Phil said, he will probably get an upgrade, so that's good too.
All right, good on you guys. See you late mail throughout the day.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, mate.